Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show, where we discuss the principles of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich to help you be able to achieve the results you're looking for in your life. I'm your host, Havila Malone, and here joining you with an amazing guest that we're going to be talking to in just a little bit, who has really taken the mastermind principle to a whole nother level by forming the Women's Prosperity Network. So yes, ladies and gentlemen out there, you definitely want to hear what Ms. Nancy Matthews has to say about how she was able to inspire women, bring them together, and really help make a difference not only in their lives and the lives of others. But of course, every week on the Blog Talk Radio show comes together, they're discussing different principles that have been outlined in Think and Grow Rich. And we know Napoleon Hill, who was such a masterful writer and a masterful individual who was able to go out and speak with some of the most successful people around the world. He was commissioned to interview about 500 of the most successful people of his time, including Theodore Roosevelt, Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, and so many more, and be able to pull together all of the important principles and information that helped them to become successful in their lives, and boiled all of that really valuable information down into a book called Think and Grow Rich, which is master principle around if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. So any goal that you have in your life, in any area of your life, it is quite attainable by using those principles within Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And of course, every third Saturday that I have the privilege of coming on and hosting the show and being a part of this conversation, we're talking about the mastermind principle. And this is about bringing together like-minded people who have a similar goal and something that they want to achieve within their lives, and bringing together, it's like if you were a battery, if you bring together a pack of 12 batteries, then how much more power you're going to have, how much more ideas are going to come out, how many more opportunities are going to present themselves by you being a part of a mastermind group where you can use the skills, the talents, the knowledge, and insights of other like-minded people and other people looking to progress and move forward. So it's a very valuable principle. And of course, no matter what it is that you want to achieve in life, it really starts with having a very strong desire for that achievement. And of course, we know that the Mastermind Group and International Mastermind Association has been going through Chapter 1 of the book about having that strong desire. And we'll be talking with our very special guest, Ms. Nancy Matthews, about how her desire to be able to come together with like-minded people and achieve some results in her life turned into a global group of women who come together on a regular basis to be able to get results. So we have with us on our call today Ms. Nancy Matthews. She's the founder of the Women's Prosperity Network, and this is a global community of inspired and impassioned women really going for more in their lives. And in that way, they're able to make a difference in the lives of others. And WPN, which is for the short version of the Women's Prosperity Network, was founded by Nancy and her two sisters. So, yes, her blood sisters. So we'll talk to her a little bit later about how that is to be able to work with family, with being able to, you know, continue along with your goals and your dreams. Because, of course, with the International Mastermind Association, coming together as a family is a very key piece of the puzzle and a component to being successful. And the group, the Women's Prosperity Network, actually began in South Florida with a small group of about 30 women. And that community has blossomed to reach women worldwide, not only online, but also through personal regional events. So we'll talk a little bit about a very special event that's coming up. And Nancy is a speaker, she's an author, she's a business advisor, and she's combined over 25 years of her business savvy and creative ingenious, you know, with understanding of people. And so we really want to welcome Nancy to the call. Greetings and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show with the International Mastermind Association.
Thank you so much. I am delighted to be here and starting my weekend off with this wonderful conversation with you, who I had the privilege of meeting in person last week at an event in Baton Rouge. So thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. Yeah, after being introduced to your organization and being able to speak with some of your members, and like you said, there was an event last week where we were able to come together and kind of see exactly what your organization was doing. We knew that you would be a perfect fit to be able to come on and speak to our listeners about that powerful tool of masterminding, especially bringing women together to be able to empower them and to be able to help them live their best lives. So we really do appreciate you coming on the call and being able to share your journey and what it is that you all do and the use of these principles with us. So we really appreciate you.
Okay, great, great. Happy to be here. I got to say, the analogy that you used about a battery and then a pack of batteries and that combined power, I've never heard that before, and I absolutely love it. So I'm asking permission. Can I share that at our events? Because it's awesome.
Oh, you go for it. Actually, I got that from Napoleon Hill, so you go right ahead.
Okay, good. Yeah, absolutely. Great.
And so we definitely wanted to start off just talking a little bit about the Women's Prosperity Network and what it is that you were able to create with this amazing group of women. And, I mean, you started this organization with your two sisters and your two fleshly sisters. So just kind of how this came about, you know, just talk to us a little bit about this group.
Well, the way it came about is I went into business for myself in 2002, and I opened a title company, real estate investing, mortgage broker. I had left the legal firm that I was working for and went out and opened my own business. And, you know, it was really interesting because when you think about becoming an entrepreneur, leaving working for somebody else to create your own business, I left with dreams of what my life is going to be like and all the freedom and all the money I was going to make and all that stuff. And after about 2 years, so around 2004 or so, I woke up one morning and I turned around and I looked at my office and I said, oh my goodness, I just recreated the job I had and the life I had working for somebody else in my new business. This isn't what I had in mind. What happened? and then I, you know, it wasn't really, you know, fulfilling my purpose, and I wasn't feeling enlivened every day when I got up. It was still a drudgery to get up and do the work that I needed to do. And sure, I was making tons of money and I was doing some travel and having a good time and delivering good service, of course, but it didn't really feed my soul the way that I was longing for. And I started on a journey to kind of figure out what is it that I want, what is it that would make me happy, and started really delving into personal development, self-development, reading Think and Grow Rich over and over and over again. And I began masterminding with others and attending events, and I was at a speaker's workshop to improve at my speaking skills because I was terrible. Which people look at me now and say, you were terrible? I said, yeah, I was
like,
terrified,
really?
And terrible.
I've watched you speak, and you are you're impassioned when you speak, you're amazing when you speak, so it's wonderful to know, you know, that sometimes you start from a certain place, and then you end up somewhere it's completely different, so anything really is accomplishable, so thank you for sharing that, because they said the top two things that people fear are death and public speaking, so.
So I was deathly afraid, and I started teaching on real estate investing, so, and again, I wasn't good, so I went to a seminar to get better at speaking, and in this event, the gentleman at the front of the room says, hey, wait a second, there's 80 people here, only 20 of you are women, why aren't there more women here? We need more women speakers, we need more women leaders, we need women who are women, you know, paving the way for others, and they're women acting like women, not acting like men, and I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, in the pit of my belly, I felt something stir when he said that, and I jumped out of my chair and said, that's going to be me, and I kind of turned around and looked and said, was that me that just did that? And it was one of those defining moments. And at that time, I thought I would be the leading speaker on real estate investing. And I continued in that vein for a couple of years. And suddenly, I was invited to be a part of a women's this other woman wanted to start a women's seminar company, so I got involved with her. That business model failed, and the passion to connect with women, give them the ability to come together on a regular basis and mastermind, to not so much teach them things that they didn't know, but to pull out what's within them already, to remind them of their greatness, to shine the light on their greatness. And that was back in 2008 that we transformed the business model, began working with my sisters, and it's continued to grow and grow and grow and grow.
So how is that, working with your sisters?
It is absolutely wonderful for me. I have the best sisters a woman could ever ask for. I'm the baby of the family, so my sister Susan is a matriarch, as we call her, and then my sister Trish. We also have a brother who lives out in Las Vegas, and it's the three of us that we've worked together before. They worked with me in my title company. Susan and I worked together for many, many years, and there's a quote by Zig Ziglar, I believe it says, and he says, there's nothing more inspiring than being in a group of inspired people. There's a symbiotic energy that occurs in the group that causes you to be more in the group than you are on your own. And when you are aligned with the right people, which is what I am with my two sisters, we cause each other to live our best, be our best, and sure, we have disagreements along the way, and underneath it is a foundational and fundamental love and respect for each other that gets us through whatever comes up.
Oh, I love that. And you're right, as two or more people come together, there's a third entity that comes involved. It's like this infinite intelligence that really helps to bring together this this synergy, and really be able to bring the level of thinking and the level of creativity to a whole new level. And that's why it's so important, the principle behind masterminding. And I know there are a lot of really wonderful, you know, like networking groups, and people who come together for various reasons. And so what really makes WPN like so unique and so special?
It's that mastermind principle. And here's what happened. So in 2008, we have this passion, desire to bring women together, and it was being received very well by the women that we were just talking to locally, say, hey, we want to create something different, women coming together. And when we first started, we spent, my sisters and I and a couple of other friends of ours, we spent, you know, a good 2-3 days kind of in a mastermind, in a think tank, to respond to this question. And have you? I'm sure you've heard of Michael Gerber, the author of The E-Myth Revisited and the Dreaming Room. Have you ever read anything by Michael Gerber?
I have not read that book, but I've definitely heard of that author. Yes,
it's phenomenal. So Michael Gerber says, put it on. There's two books by him that I love. One is The E-Myth Revisited, and the other is called The Dreaming Room, which is also fantastic. So Michael Gerber says, there's only one justifiable reason for creating a business, and that is to serve someone else's needs better than anyone else does. So when you can do that in your business, when you can serve people better than anybody else, you will be successful, you will be prosperous, and you will be making an impact in the world. That's why we should be in business. So we sought out to answer that question. How can we serve women's needs better than anyone else? There's plenty of networking groups out there, leads, referrals, which are great. There's chamber-type events where they do some networking and bring a speaker in. And what we sought to do was provide women with, you know, education and information by using the concept of the mastermind, and bringing women together in a spirit of, in a coordination and in a spirit of harmony, for the attainment of a definite purpose. So every month at our events, we have a topic of discussion that's facilitated from the front of the room, and then the women mastermind on it anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes. And the results are just amazing. Women are transformed. Friendships are created. True business relationships are established because of the way that we truly get to know each other, kind of removing those veils of, oh, yeah, everything is fine in my life, you know, that working tends to lead to. You know, sometimes your day's not going so well, and being able to have a place to discuss that with other people who are positive-minded and like-spirited lifts you up out of it rather than having conversations about a bad day with somebody who wants to just get down in the dirt with you, and that doesn't lift you out. So the community has really brought people together in the most extraordinary way.
And you're so right, because every day, you know, people do, they are faced with, you know, challenges or things that are happening mm-hmm. throughout their lives. And when you're the type of people that you surround yourself with will really determine the quality of your life and the level in which you will go within your life. So if you're down and out, and then the people who you're surrounded with are just there, and they're going to, you know, kind of, you know, dish with you and keep you in that space, as opposed to being in a group of people who can empathize with you but then yet help bring you, give you some new perspective or help bring you out of that so that you can continue to progress, because the state that you're in at the time is not going to help you to get the results that you're looking for. So really mm-hmm. being around high-quality thinkers and high-quality-minded individuals, and it really reminded me of being at the award ceremony that you all put on the other week. And, you know, there was a lot of, you know, sharing, personal sharing of, you know, different things that were going on in people's lives, because you do find that sometimes, you know, you do go to networking events and it's, you know, oh, yeah, everything is peaches and cream, everything mm-hmm. is wonderful, you know, it's blue skies always, and you don't really get to know the person and then be able to really help the person, where there was some really deep sharing and some genuine conversations around issues that women deal with, and then some solutions that were able to come out
right.
of it. And that's why being able to mastermind is so important, because you really you're able to kind of, from a genuine place and where everybody's looking to, you know, achieve the next level or achieve a goal, be able to really come out with some solutions. So that was definitely something that I noticed with you all coming together for your event. And I do want to remind our listeners that you're listening to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Tavla Malone. We are here with the Women's Prosperity Network founder, Ms. Nancy Matthews, talking about masterminding, bringing women to the next level of their careers, their personal lives, by using those principles that are outlined in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And we're going to come right back after this commercial break to get some more insight on this group and how you can get results within your life. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Do you have a message, a product, or a service that you really believe in? Do you want to share it with the world, yet you feel stuck in knowing how to make that happen? Hi, my name is Havila Malone, and I'm a television host and number one best-selling author of How to Become a Publicity Magnet in Any Market via TV, Radio, and Print. And this book gives you everything that you need to know on how to radiate your presence, how to magnify your voice, and attract the media's attention so that you can exponentially grow your business and truly make a difference in the lives of others. You can obtain a copy of my book, How to Become a Publicity Magnet, on Amazon.com, or you can check out my website at havilahmalone.com. That's HAVILAHMALONE. If you're really ready to take this year to a whole nother level, learn 5 steps to win in your personal and professional life, pick up a copy of the book today.
You're listening to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. We're here every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, where you can get more information about Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich and how that can help you achieve the results that you're looking for in your life. I'm your host, Havilah Malone, and we are here today with Ms. Nancy Matthews, the founder of the Women's Prosperity Network. And, you know, you've been sharing some really valuable information with us. And, you know, you're known as the visionary with guts. And so I really want to get into, so where does that come from? The visionary with guts. I love that.
It's also the title of my first book, which is Visionaries with Guts. And how that came about, it really took me a little bit by surprise. It was early on, probably the first year we were hosting events with WPN, and my sister Susan introduces me at one of the events, and she's like, I now want to bring up my sister, Nancy Matthews. I call her a visionary with guts. She is the visionary with guts, and I kind of looked at her and was like, what is she talking about? And she went on to share that that I'm a visionary. I've gone for things in my life. You know, I quit my job. I started my own business in 2002 when I was 24. I got pregnant, and the man who planted the seed, I don't know if that's proper to say or not, but anyway. It is what it is. He was nowhere to be found, and here I was, 24, pregnant, what should I do? And I decided to have the child on my own. You know, I bought a house, and I had no money, and I turned it around. I mean, so I've done a lot of things that were visionary for my personal life and personal advancement, and I had the guts to go for it. And there were times in my life where people told me I was nuts for going for it, as happens with all visionaries and all entrepreneurs. There, I know there are people in your life telling you, "What are you, nuts? You're gonna have a radio show and a TV show. You're writing a book. Who do you think you are? Right? Have you ever heard that?"
Yes.
Of course.
People who, especially individuals who are not pursuing their own dreams or really fully living in their own power or greatness, because they see you and they're like, "Okay, you know what? You want to retreat back to that safety or that comfort zone as opposed to being able to really venture out into the unknown, which is really where the growth happens. So I love that, you know, you share that you're the visionary with guts, because it takes you being able to have hold a vision of something that you want. You have this deep desire, and you're dreaming, and you're hoping for all these, you know, wonderful things. And then you have to have the guts to make some moves, even if people are not, you know, there to support you. And I guess that's why the WPN is so important, because then there is a group of women who are there to support each other to move forward.
And that goes back to the whole concept of the mastermind. So Susan says I'm a visionary with guts, and yes, I am. And I know that each and every one of us are visionaries. The guts part comes from having people around you to support you, guide you, and encourage you. And those three pieces, support, guide, because sometimes, you know, you might want to turn left, but you should be going right, so you need somebody you can trust, and encourage you. Come on, you can do it, because those are the toughest parts. So I know that each and every one of the listeners on the line today are visionaries. And by getting involved in a mastermind group, that's where the guts comes from. The guts to be able to say, this is what I'm doing, and have nobody ridicule you. The guts to say, this is what I'm doing, and have people say, okay, that sounds awesome. How can we help you achieve that goal? And that's what you do for each other in a mastermind.
I love it. And your group has grown to really become a global group of women who are coming together to mastermind. And, you know, and one of the things I really appreciated was at that event that we were at, which I was so very honored to be one of your honorees for the Women in Business She Rocks Award. So thank you very much.
You rock.
For, Oh, that was such an honor and a privilege to be, you know, honored in that way from you all, and it was a beautiful event. But one of the things that was brought out, and you had a slide up, and it said, it showed a line, it showed a straight line with an arrow, and it was like, this is what people think success is, the road to success, like this straight line. You start here, and you just go up on this path, and then you become successful. And then there was a slide next to that, and it had this, where the starting part of the line was, and then the line just had 50 million squiggles and dips and turns and roundabouts. And then finally, you know, in this menagerie, made its way up to, you know, where success happened. It was like, now this is what success really looks like, you know, so it's not this, you know, perfect path or the straight road. And I think people look at individuals or they look at organizations and they're like, wow, they're really successful, and they know, they see the glory, but they don't really know the story. And so I would love for you to take a moment to just bring our listeners through, you know, was it everything always this straight line for you with being able to create this group or being able to find out how to meet these needs and meet the needs of yourself as well as the needs of the people who are part of your group? Or was there some journey there? And she's like, no, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And I'll share the story in a moment. And what came up for me as you were talking about it is I know that some of my biggest mistakes or perceived failures led to greatness. So think about a mistake as nothing more than a shot at something. And you learn, it's trial and error. Okay, that didn't work. So like Thomas Edison says, you know, he found 9,999 ways not to make a light bulb before he found the way to make it. So whatever we're going through in life, yes, as long as we're always doing our best, even when we make our best mistakes, when we take the learning from it and move forward. So my journey was, you remember that moment where I stood up and said, I'm going to be the next female speaker, la, 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 la. So at that event, which was early on in 2006 or 2007, I'm pretty sure it was early in 2007, I was approached by this woman who said she wants to start a woman seminar company. So I went into business with her and two other women. So there were four of us, and they had the business plan. I had no intention of starting a women's seminar company. I didn't even hang out with women. I lived in a man's world, real estate, investing, legal world, having lots and lots of women in my life wasn't something that I had ever really done before other than close friends. So I was like, all right, I'll get involved in this. And it was fun and it was exciting. And we were traveling all over the country, building up to this big event. And turns out I kind of financed most of that 7-month journey of building this business. It was a flawed business plan. And after about investing probably close to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, it was a failure. By every definition and appearance, it was a failure. We went out, we did this event, there was supposed to be 500 people, there were 50, most of whom we paid to come, and I was flying home on the red eye that night, and I was like, what am I going to do? And here's the thing. So I invested all this time, energy, and effort in had an intended outcome for that particular thing, and it didn't turn out the way that I thought it would. But what happened was this passion, this desire was born inside of me, and I knew I had to continue. I couldn't simply give up. I knew that the women were responding to the conversations we were having. They wanted something, but we hadn't figured out yet how to serve everyone else's needs better than anybody else does. So that's where we went back to the drawing board. So I say to our listeners, on your path to success, if something's not working the way you thought it would or should, go back and ask yourself that question. Am I serving people's needs better than anyone else? Because when you are, you'll always hit the mark. So just keep getting out there. And so this path to success that we took, you know, that was certainly a detour in the process. And then we started with WPN and hold small meetings, and then we wanted to expand. And we did our first round of leadership with other chapter leaders in 2009. And we had a flawed business model for that one. So those initial chapters didn't do so well. So we had to go back to the drawing board. And we've continued to do that. And now we have 13 physical chapters, a strong online community. We are coming up, I'm so excited about this, we are coming up on our 7th annual Prosperity Unconference. We call it an unconference because we do things very differently, and that's in September in West Palm Beach. So it's pretty cool, 7 years later, and how we've grown and what's happened in the lives of all the women that have come to and through our community.
And that's a beautiful thing. You're right, 7 years. Congratulations on being able
to celebrate
7 years of really making a difference in people's lives and finding a way to be able to serve people, like you said, even better than others do, or, you know, in a way that's really going to be helpful for people. So that's a wonderful thing, and we definitely want to talk a little bit more about this unconference. I know it was such an interesting concept. You're like, no, people go to conferences, but we do an unconference. I'm like, okay.
Yes.
Interesting one.
Uh-huh.
We will discuss a little bit more about that when we come back from this commercial break. You're listening to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. We definitely encourage our listeners when we come back from this commercial break. If you have questions for Nancy Matthews, then please press star one on your keypad so that you can join the conversation. And then you can always follow us on Twitter at the International Mastermind. So that's INTMASTERMIND. So INTMASTERIMIND. Yes, I'm going to get that correct. You can also follow the Women's Prosperity Network on Twitter at WPN Global. That's WPN Global. Or you can also follow me at Havila Malone. That's HavilaMalone. We will be right back after this commercial break.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Greetings, I'm your host, Havila Malone, and we are here with the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio. If you want to get more information about Miss Nancy Matthews and the Women's Prosperity Network that we've been discussing, you can go to WPNglobal.com or you can even call 1-800-928-6928 for more information. And as well as, of course, you can always get in touch with the International Mastermind Association at internationalmasterminders.com. That's internationalmasterminders.com. We definitely want to remind you of a special call that's being held on Monday for 6 p.m. Eastern. You can jot down this number to be able to call in, where we can explain to you about using the mastermind principle and helping you find a mastermind group that's going to be a benefit for you to help you to achieve the goals that you're looking for. And number is 712-432-1620. That number again is 712-432-1620. And you use the PIN 926-634. It's 926-634. That's going to be Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you jump on that call to get the information that you are looking for and have opportunity to speak to the founder of the International Mastermind Association, Ms. Ann McNeil. Yes, the master building, building masterminds. So we're on the line right now with Ms. Nancy Matthews, who is the founder of the Women's Prosperity Network. And really the strength of this foundation lies within giving opportunities to women to mastermind and really helping them to be able to tap into their own brilliance and the wisdom of others to be able to achieve those extraordinary results. And Nancy, I know you work with a lot of women. It was so interesting a little bit earlier, you said from the field that you came from, you know, you were living in a man's world. You played with boys. Like, that's where you were. You never saw yourself, you know, really creating a group specifically around women, but that is where you were drawn to, that's where you were led to, and where you've been making such a huge impact. And I know that the Women's Prosperity Network also does. There are definitely men who were involved in it, but it's really about being able to help women to get to that next level. And, you know, when thinking about the needs of women, what would you say is the number one thing that women are looking for?
What they're looking for is happiness and self-fulfillment and confidence. And one of the things I believe occurs for women in particular is we are raised, or most of us tend to be raised, with this notion of being of service to other people and being a nurturer, taking care of the family. And oftentimes what happens in that scenario is their personal wants and desires get put to the back burner. And women need to learn how to be selfish in a good way. One of our members actually did a teleclass on healthy selfishness, which was phenomenal. Her name is Georgina Liguori, and she's an amazing woman. And feeling comfortable going for what you want, knowing that you don't have, it doesn't mean that you're not serving your family or other people. I think there's a lot of confusion in that area. I know I had it myself when, I'm putting my kids' needs, my husband's needs, and other people's needs before my own, which really caused me to lose sight of myself and not learn how to trust my inner voice. I was involved in a very verbally abusive marriage. And, you know, he put me down and told me I was crazy when I thought he was cheating on me, all this fun stuff. And I've grown so much since then, thankfully. and I know there's other women who go through this at varying levels. So what women are looking for is to feel great about themselves and their lives. And what they need is to be reminded of how special they are, how awesome they are, that we are each truly gifted human beings on this planet, and there's some unique purpose and passion that when they can drown out the voices of all those other demands upon them and listen to themselves and get really in touch with their heart, that they can, when they act upon that, that's where the sweet spot and synchronicity of themselves being served as well as all the people in their lives will be well served. Because when you're fully fulfilled and living on purpose, in purpose, that's magic.
That's exactly where the magic is, because you have the sense of accomplishments, the sense of purpose, sense of drive, you know, and it's that thing that you have, this intense desire for, that you start putting that plan in place to be able to bring to fruition or bring into reality. And when you're on that path, no matter, because you're going to have those ups and downs and the squiggly lines, you know, on your path to success there, but when you're living on and in purpose, there's no better feeling than that feeling. And a lot of times when people are, you know, they're doing things because, well, this is what I was taught to do, or I'm down this career path because, you know, I'm a nurse because my mother was a nurse, my mother's mother was a nurse, but really that's not where your passion lies. And so being able to really figure out what do you want out of life, and then coming together with like-minded people who can help you to really get on that path, stay on that path, and enjoy that journey is huge. And I love, you said having that healthy selfishness, because you're right, as women, we are prone to give, always looking for how we can satisfy the needs of others, even if it's sometimes to the detriment of ourselves.
Yeah.
But being able to step back and stop and say, no, for me to be able to be more, to give more, to do more, to be able to serve others at a higher level, I have to give to myself first. I have to be able to fill my cup so that I can then pour into other people's cups. So I love that. As a matter of fact, I ask permission for me to be able to take that from you.
Yeah, actually, it's not me. I credit that to one of our members. Her name is Georgina Ligori, and I interviewed her on one of my radio shows, and that was the topic, healthy selfishness. If anybody wants that, I'll be happy to share it. You can just email me, nancy@nancymatthews.com. And I'm reminded, actually, there's another one of our members. She's also one of our chapter leaders. Her name is Sherry Kane. And she's a mom, got a couple of boys and her husband, and she has a full-time, you know, psychology practice. And she was so about serving everybody else that she became depleted. It can impact you physically, aches and pains and sickness. When you're not taking care of yourself, it can show up in the most, you know, really challenging ways. And she went on her path of healing, of learning how to take care of herself, and now she does retreats called the I Am Complete Retreat. So it's, you know, giving the women an opportunity to come together and really nurture themselves and serve themselves and create some new habits that take care of your soul and your spirit as well as your physical being. So it's pretty awesome to see these things coming out of creating the space for women to pause in that busy life where you're running from the school to the kids to the work to the store to the shopping to the cleaning to you know, I've lived that life, to pause and just get quiet and listen and connect with your heart and your spirit again, to say, okay, what makes me happy? Me, just me. Yes, it makes me happy to be with my children. Maybe, you know, I love to sing. I love to go to the movies. I love to dance. I love to, whatever your thing is, take time to serve that, because Think and Grow Rich talks about this. The Science of Getting Rich talks about this. If there is a desire planted in your heart, if you have a longing for something, I believe it was placed there for the purpose of being expressed. It's not there just to drive you crazy. It's, you know, as long as it's good and it serves other people. A desire placed upon your heart is meant to be expressed in the world, and you achieve that through courage, faith, and the power of the mastermind.
Oh, I love that. It reminds me of the saying, if you're given a vision, then you will also be provided with provision. You know, it's like if you are able to come up with this thought, then you can bring that thought to fruition. It's not possible for you to be able to formulate it without being able to fully realize it. So, you know,
I think that needs to be tweeted. That needs to, somebody listen and tweet that.
Put that out there. Yes, absolutely. Put that out there. In a couple seconds, I'm going to forget it. Help us out. You know, I've heard you speak about the one philosophy, and I'm even told that you have a book that's about to be released around this whole one philosophy. Mm-hmm. So could you tell us about that?
I would love to, because that is my mission and vision for our world. So the one philosophy, and actually the book is already out. If you go to nancymatthews.com, you can get it there. It's also on Kindle. And so the book is called The One Philosophy, and here's what that is. Several years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, I woke up and I thought to myself, I had a meeting with, like, you know, the client who was going to be the one that was going to, you know, connect me to Oprah or was going to help me do a TV show. And I was like, you know, when we are in the presence of someone who we think is the one, that, like I said, that next best client, that next best friend, the one that's going to be your life partner, when we're in the presence of the one, we tend to treat those people with a little bit more excitement, enthusiasm, and attention than we do Joe Blow on the street. I thought to myself, I wonder what it would feel like and what would happen if I started treating each and every person I meet as if they are the one.
Wow.
And once I started doing that, the most amazing things occurred. And it's not about hoping they are the one. It's more about being the one who pays that attention and excitement to people and meeting them and say, oh, Avila, so nice to meet you. Tell me all about you. And I'm excited to meet you. I can't wait to discover who you are in the world and why in the all of the billions of people on the planet you and I met at this particular moment. There's some reason for it. I believe that each person, when I meet them, there's something for me to learn or something for me to teach. There's always value in every interaction. So I look for that. I look to discover that by treating them as the one who is that special. And what happens when you begin treating people as if they are the one, you become the one to remind them and touch upon the most basic human need, which is to be seen, heard, and know that you matter in the world. So when you treat the checkout person at the grocery store as if they are the one, you change their life and their day. Think about the thousands of customers that come through that line that barely even look at them. And now you are, hey, Joanne, how are you doing today? And you actually listen to the response. Everything shifts in that moment. So when you start practicing the one philosophy, and I have six principles that I teach upon to embrace this and incorporate it in your life, and when you start to do this, when you treat other people as if they are the one, they become the one, and the ones are everywhere. If we have time, I'll share a quick story. Is that okay? We have time?
Yes, certainly. Let's share the story as soon as we come back from our commercial break, and definitely want you to be able to bring us through even some of the principles within this one philosophy. That's a powerful philosophy that really will not only change your life, but change the people's lives around you. So we're really excited to be able to talk about that in just a moment. You're listening to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Havila Malone, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Do you have a message, a product, or service that you really believe in? Do you want to share it with the world, yet you feel stuck in knowing how to make that happen? Hi, my name is Havila Malone, and I'm a television host and number one best-selling author of How to Become a Publicity Magnet in Any Market via TV, Radio, and Print. And this book gives you everything that you need to know on how to radiate your presence, how to magnify your voice, and attract the media's attention so that you can exponentially grow your business and truly make a difference in the lives of others. You can obtain a copy of my book, How to Become a Publicity Magnet, on Amazon.com, or you can check out my website at HavilaMalone.com. That's HavilaMalone. If you're really ready to take this year to a whole nother level, learn 5 steps to win in your personal and professional life, pick up a copy of the book today.
Welcome back to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. Definitely, if you want to join our conversation, you have any questions for our amazing guest, Ms. Nancy Matthews, the founder of the Women's Prosperity Network, then please call in at 661-554-9219. That's 661-554-9219. You press *1 on your keypad, and we will definitely get you plugged into this conversation. I am your host, Havila Malone, and we've just been talking to Nancy about this one philosophy. Wow. Such a powerful philosophy. I mean, that it was so beautifully put about how instead of just looking for this person who's going to be the the one that's going to bring you the next opportunity, the one that's going to, you know, help change your life, but being able to view every single person you encounter as the one, seeing them in their own special, unique way, and being able to take the time to get their story, because in that, you're going to learn something, they're going to learn something, there's some type of growth that's going to happen. And I love how you put that out of the billions of people on this planet, if you were put in place to be able to come into interaction with any individual, there was a reason for that interaction. So it's about seizing that moment, being able to honor people for what, who they are, for what they are, and being able to give them that significance, which is one of our human needs, to be able to feel valued, feel important. Even in my book, How to Become a Publicity Magnet, we talk about how to be seen, how to be heard, how to be remembered, because we all want to know that our lives meant something and that we can make a difference. And so I'm loving this one philosophy. And before we went on commercial break, you were about to share a story with us in regards to this. So please share that. And if you have a moment to, you know, talk to us about some of the principles that are within this one philosophy.
Sure. I'll go as fast as I can because I know we're coming towards the end. So here's what happens, and I have so many stories about them. Many of them are in the book. And the first that I'll share with you is I was doing a speaking engagement, and we were talking about vision. So, again, I love your quote, if you have a vision, you'll be given the provision. That was awesome. Hopefully it's tweeted all over. So I'm having a conversation around vision, and I open the event in networking, and before we got started, and this young man comes in, and I said, hey, it's so nice to meet you. He said, hey, I'm Donnie. I'm Vanessa's brother. And I said, great to meet you, and tell me a little bit about yourself. So here's a guy, 25 years old, visiting Florida from Canada, and his sister drags him to a motivational seminar. So I was like, kudos to you for agreeing to come, right? So he continues to tell me that he lived in Canada and he's in Florida. He said, I want to be the general manager of the Florida Panthers. So he was brave, he spoke his vision, he was confident. I was so impressed by him. I get up to the front of the room, I'm doing a little teaching, and I'm teaching people, share your vision with others, because the one who's maybe going to help you get that vision accomplished could be sitting right next to you, and if you don't share your vision, you would pass them by, and that moment could be lost. So I'm teaching this from the front of the room, and I say, take Danny, for example. He walked in, told me his vision is to be the general manager of the Florida Panthers, and no sooner were the words out of my mouth than a girl sitting a few rows back raises her hand and says, I babysit for the owner of the Florida Panthers. So I have story after story after story where when you have the courage to share your vision, the ones that are meant to support you in getting there show up. And kind of goes to a quote I got from Jack Canfield that says, so many people feel that the world is conspiring against them, when in reality, when you're living your vision and going for it, the world is actually conspiring in your favor to support you.
Yes.
That's part of the provision for the vision, is the people. Everything we want in life comes to us through other people. So doesn't it make sense that how we're being with other people is our fastest path to fulfillment of our visions and our purpose? So that's why the one philosophy is so important to me.
Oh, I love that. And you're so right, because a lot of times we're like, you know, the world's against me, you know, if things aren't going the way that it should be, or, you know, you're guarded when it comes to your ideas. And there may be people who you are surrounded by who are not supportive of what it is that you're doing, or who, you know, are, because of their own, you know, imperfections, their own flaws, or not being able to be of the right mindset or of the being a good place to be able to help you, which is why it's so important that you surround yourself with people who will support you, and that you do share your vision, because the more that you put that out into the universe, the more that you express what it is, the more it will form, and the more and the quicker it will come to reality, because life is happening for you. It's not happening to you. And one of my greatest mentors, Tony Robbins, he's like, the quality of your life will depend on the amount of uncertainty you can be comfortable with. So when you are willing and ready to step outside, I know it's such a powerful quote. Such a powerful quote. It's the quality of your life will depend on the amount of uncertainty you can be comfortable with. Because when you are ready to step outside of that comfort zone, outside of that that known area, the things that you, like if I walk down the street, I know this is what's going to happen. When you're ready to step out of that and go down another street towards their vision, you will be able to accomplish it. And that road, it may have those squiggly lines. It very well may have some ups and downs, but it's not about failures. It's about lessons, and those lessons are there to serve you in some way. And so I love the fact that you had a vision about being able to help people, and you started going down that path. And hey, at first you weren't going down a path that you saw was very productive, but then because of the learning that came out of that, this Women's Prosperity Network has come out of that. You all have been able to serve and help so many women around the world to be able to really fully realize their dreams and come together using that mastermind principle to really be able to get some results in life. And that's huge, because you're making a big difference in people's lives. So I honor you. I thank you so much for doing what you're doing and simply being who you are.
Oh, thank you so much. And the same goes for you. It's you know, we met at the awards. You were honored that day, Shannon. I had never met you before, and the minute I felt you walk in the room, and those of you who know Havila know that she's got a presence, that you feel her the minute she walks in. So I felt you, and I was, like, drawn. I was like, I need to know this woman, because she is a woman on a mission, fulfilling a vision and making a difference in people's lives. So thank you so much. You totally deserve the She Rocks Awards and so much more. And I'm honored to have been here and share this conversation today.
Oh, thank you. We do have a caller on the line who has a question. So let's go ahead and get our caller patched in. Greetings and welcome to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. How are you doing today?
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder building stronger and better lives. How are you this morning?
Oh, awesome. Hi, Ann.
Fantastic.
I am so this morning and just wanted to just continue to just share with everybody that chapter one on desire is exactly what we're all discussing. When you think about having the spirit draw to you every resource you have in your heart's desire. And when you shared that story about the young lady who was the babysitter, I think so many of us can definitely relate to that. And Havila showed up in my life the same way. And you've shown back up in my life the same way. And so I just wanted to call in and thank both of you and ask the question, can you share with us one major principle from chapter one that has inspired you more than any other from the book? Thank you. I'll go back on mute.
All right. I think that's for you.
Yeah, and chapter one, which is all about desire, having a desire for something. And we know, matter of fact, I think even breaks down about how Thomas Edison, you know, he dreamed about being able to have something, a lamp that was operated by electricity. And he put that dream into action. And despite his considered failure upon failure, he was still able to find a solution because he had a strong desire, and no matter what, he stuck to, you know, moving forward throughout that. And so it's important, no matter what it is you want to accomplish in life, that you have a very strong desire, and that could be around, you know, having a certain income, that can be around having a certain type of relationship, that can be around so many different things. And so being able to have that strong desire and keep your mind fixed upon that is going to really help you to be able to get the results that you're looking for. And, you know, that desire, we can even see through Nancy's organization, she desires to be able to help women in the way that she has, and we see what has come out of that. So you can definitely get more information about the Women's Prosperity Network at WPNGlobal.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at WPNGlobal. They have the UnConference coming up. You can get more information about that on that website. I want to thank our very special guest, Ms. Nancy Matthews, for coming on to the call today and sharing your valuable insights with us. You know, it has definitely been an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I loved being here and sharing this conversation with you, having this little mini mastermind today. So thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to our listeners getting to know them better and supporting them in their growth. So thanks for all you do, Havila.
Oh, you are so welcome. And you can stay in touch with the International Mastermind Association at internationalmasterminders.com. You can also follow the things that I'm doing at HavilaMalone.com. You can join the International Mastermind Association here every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time for their Blog Talk Radio show. And you can also find me every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/Havila. That's H-A-V-I-L-A-H. You have a wonderful day. You keep that desire going strong, and you surround yourself with amazing people who are going to help you to get there. You have a good one.